The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda
Bott. Good morning.
Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And thank you so much for tuning in and joining us this morning. You know, you're getting up or.
What a beautiful day. It is absolutely.
Chasing the kids around and all of that, you know, getting them ready for school.
A gorgeous day. You know what? This is a great time, Carl, if you've been ill, to put your blankets and your pillows outside. It'll be that kind of day where you can air your house out. And even though it's going to be around 70, we'll talk about our forecast later, it's a beautiful day to be able to open the doors. And they talk about with your health and your wellness throughout the year, you should always open your windows and your doors 5 minutes a day just to let the flow of air come through your house and kind of clean it out. So perfect day to do that. Open your windows. And what else do you have there? I caught you in the middle of your stream. Sorry.
The news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional
Medical
Center. I was
kind of tacky to say that, but
caring, compassion, community.
Of your flow, I should say.
My stream, yeah.
Never mind. Next.
Ben. Good morning.
Help.
Good morning.
Save me, Ben.
Good morning.
National day today.
Well, we have National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Oh, well.
And then on this day in history, the Continental Congress ratified the Treaty of Paris to end the American Revolution in 1784.
Okay. Great. So, now you've locked Buford out of here. You realize that. So you.
Well, we have our merry, our merry veterans out and waiting to come on.
Our Korean
veterans. They're talking at a higher volume. Okay, so close the door. Love it. Okay, 71 today, sunny. So, again, just absolutely gorgeous day. Probably maybe 5 miles per hour of wind and calm in the afternoon. Our overnight lows will be 51. Tomorrow, Thursday, calls for around 69. Beautiful sunny day as well, mostly clear skies. Friday, sunny with a high of 69. And here we go, just through the whole sunny, 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 sunny. Thank God. Saturday will be around 67 and 67. So we have those beautiful days. And like I said, I don't know about you, but, I had an overflow in my washing machine. So I tried to wash a pillow, and my machine didn't like it. So out came the bottom, so I've got my carpets outside. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I just don't know. But, sometimes you don't want to push it, because I've got those 1993 Kenmores that all of the people who ever serviced it said, do not ever get rid of these. They were made for commercial purposes, but not for a big pillow. So, but I've washed a down comforter in there before, and it just has
a
mood. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Three generations, the Kinney family out in Anderson. They're amazing, doing great things for our community, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. If you're looking to, maybe change propane or whatever you're going to do, I know that some people, I have some friends that are actually building a house, and they said, understand that it's double than what we thought it was going to be. But most of it's going to be propane and gas. That Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. No, you didn't see this. So yesterday I washed a pillow. Now, Mr. Pillow will wash in those machines, but this was a different kind of pillow. It was stuffed with something, I don't know, and the machine
didn't. It's no longer stuffed.
I didn't. I walked in there, and it was like, why is there water here? It was all over the carpet. It was all over. I had to take everything off the floor. It was my bad, because I gamble with that, not knowing. And so everything's outside. If you're wondering why that big carpet's out there,
I was kind of wondering. Yeah. I thought you were just airing everything
out. It's just going to, hopefully the sun will dry it today. But again, it's beautiful and it's sunny today with a high of 71. What a beautiful morning to take a walk and go out and watch the sun come up. There you go. So also, you know, you were talking earlier, I'd like to make this announcement because, of course, we're all still reeling with the news of the passing of our Doug LaMalfa. And the memorial services for him will be held Saturday, January 24th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. Security restrictions will be strictly enforced. So women, don't bring purses. I would say bring those clear bags. You know, that means no knives.
No large bags.
I would say just, you know, or like what they've done before at the Civic is that you have little tiny, the size of a cell phone bag. Weapons, signs, sticks, and large bags will not be allowed on the grounds. Tickets are required for entry because, you know, everybody wants to go. Registration is available online and tickets will be distributed by email no later than January 22nd. Each attendee must have an individual ticket. Parking's going to be open at 9:30. Doors open at 10 and the service begins at noon because you know that there'll be thousands of people there. Attendees are encouraged to arrive early to allow time for parking and required security screening. So this is like going to a very large concert. Sometimes people are very last minute here. You know, we had a memorial that we attended on Saturday, and it was one of the most wonderful, memorials that we've been to. It's really a celebration of life. For Dr. Stone. And, so each person, you know, the person that was sitting next to you had said, it's too bad that you don't really get to know someone's life until their funeral. And that's really, an interesting thing to say, but so how true? Because I knew this man. We'd had dinner, with, my good friend and this was her, love. And I've been in circles of stuff like that, but he was a renowned surgeon, but loved by many of his friends that came from all over the country, friendships that he had since in grade school. And, it's wonderful to have heard the outpouring of how this man's life touched theirs. And humor in it as well, and love and homage. So, why did I go there?
I don't know why you.
I kind of went there because
of,
talk about more memorials and how. I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people didn't RSVP, and this is what I want to knock over some. You know, like click clock. You know, with a knuckle on the skull, people. RSVP, get your tickets. You know, when you RSVP, it's like how people can count what they're doing with catering. How many seats do you need? Your presence is required, important, but the host or the people putting on need to know as well. And it's very nerve-wracking. So when you do the lack of that consideration, and some people don't even think of it as that. It is a lack of consideration to think about the person that's invited you to come, what the stress level is if you do not RSVP. And I could tell you that from people that we worked with when we got married. Carl, I gave them some, my homies. If we were working at a place together and I gave them a really nice wedding invitation, I'd love to have you there. Never even replied or didn't even show up. And I just thought, well, how rude. Mama, you know what I'm talking about. You teach your children that's something that they do. Which reminds me, I've got a ton of thank you notes to write this weekend, you know, and cards to send out, so on and so forth. So how are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day. Oh, my gosh, it's the 14th of January. We're already through the first month. I've written a couple checks, I had to keep crossing out the 25 because, you know, after 12 months of, I don't write a lot of checks, but I still write checks to some of my service people and that, you know, do wonderful, when I say service people, that are in my life that do services for us and we do services for them, but we do checks and, I don't do automatic bill pay, but.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yes, you do.
By the way, to get those tickets for, you know, we say you need to get tickets for the memorial, but there's no directions about where to get them from. To get those tickets for the Doug LaMalfa Memorial, go to DougLaMalfa.com. And it opens up a page, and you can get your tickets there. And it's DougLaMalfa.com.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So, you know, when we say, oh, you can get tickets, but you got to tell people where to go to, which I didn't know either. And so it's when you... His social media page. To register for tickets, visit DougLaMalfa.com. And then after registration, officials said attendees will be emailed a ticket by January 22nd. So it could be a lot of people there on January the 24th. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker tape designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, Love it. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Linda. You know, I find it amusing. I really do. It is amusing. If you're gone a day or 2 days, you catch it all up in the first 15 minutes.
Well, you know what? There's a reason you married me. Well, there's a reason I married you. Because I keep your fire lit.
Right now.
I know your fight right simmers sometimes,
I'm smoking,
but when.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Cal's books. You know, we talked about Cal's books in the past. You know, that he got hit by a flood there, and Cal's books is shutting down. It's such a wonderful place. Well, a bunch of young people, younger people, decided they wanted to try and keep Cal's books open, and they started a GoFundMe page, which I donated to. And they're trying to collect $50,000, and they've got around $6,000 now. And it's going to go to the former owner, Carl, who owns Cal's, because he got it from Cal, who started it.
Okay.
To purchase his remaining stock and the cost of storage and to try and find a new location.
That's wonderful.
And they're going to do it as kind of almost like a commune type thing, a cooperative.
I like that.
They're going to be, you know, so they can work in there and help Cal. And he's going to be there as the,
mentor.
The mentor to get it all started. And I kind of really like that idea.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, this was such a, iconic.
It was very
place.
Unique, yeah. It was
so unique.
It was like a spotted, unique, rare fish right
unicorn.
Here.
It was a
right
unicorn.
Right here in the North State with a man who did not have any papers, filing system. It was all in
that
his
we know
brain.
Of. That we
well,
know of.
Okay.
That we know of.
That we know.
Okay. Except. He knew where everything was.
Yes.
I mean, where individual books were.
Like a photographic memory. So right there, you just loved talking to him.
Where'd you find this, Cal?
Yeah,
and he would take you over and point you in a, oh, okay. I think it's kind of cool. I think there's like five of these young people. And if you can help out, you go to the GoFundMe page, and you can put a donation in there. It really was an iconic place there. Okay.
Now, speaking of iconic, I'm going to segue. Love the word, non-European Union, EU visitors to the Louvre Museum in Paris will be charged 45% more than Europeans for entry from Wednesday in a bid to raise money for renovations at the French landmark. Staff will now check visitors' identity papers to determine fees before admission under the new financial impost at the world's single most popular museum of fine arts. For fine arts, it received 9.0 million visitors in 2025 alone. The museum said the price hike will go from 22 euros, which is $26, to 32 euros, which is 37 for non-Europeans. Now, you and I both have been there. No.
I've never been to
the
Louvre.
I've been a couple times. And you and I think that's probably one of the things that's on our list. So we probably have traveled there emotionally together, but never been. Because, you know, when you go, you can't have 4 hours. That's something that's just your 4 hours in one area minimum. And, it's probably a 3 day thing, just a 4 day thing, just to go to the Louvre. So, I personally don't have a problem with that. You know, they're trying to raise money. You've got visitors. You know what happens when you have to come to a certain state and they have, bed tax.
Visiting national parks, all those things.
Bed tax.
I can understand it because it must cost millions of dollars a year, you know, to keep that place running. And if you have millions of people coming in through there, you know, the wear and tear. So I understand.
Well,
that.
Foreign visitors to France can also be expected to have their. Now I'm wondering. Let me finish this one, and then I'm going to go back to the place that we visited when we were on our cruise, Normandy, and how much they loved the Americans because we liberated them. Have their identities checked? Okay, let me go back to that. So foreign visitors to France can be expected to have their identities checked at other popular destinations, including Versailles Palace, Chambord Palace, and the Loire version of the National Opera House in Paris.
Well, if you're going to see the famous in Rome, the three coins, you know, the three coins in a fountain location, if you're not Italian or not a resident
right.
of of Italy, you're going to be paying there too. Not as much as you are at the Louvre. But
we were
because of so many people coming through there, and again trying to maintain the exhibit, in this case the Trevi Fountain.
Well, you have the Mona Lisa, Venus de Milo, and the Winged Victory of Samothrace that are there. But you know, we have beautiful, we have right here the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian, I mean, you and I went.
Smithsonian's free.
And you can't even, it's hard to even get through, again, 4 hours just in seeing, you know, Lindbergh and, you know, the planes.
The National Air Museum.
Yeah, you can't even, yeah.
It's Air and Space Museum. Mm-hmm. But no, if you're trying to see the Smithsonian, you can't do it in 2 days. Maybe three, if you're continuously walking and looking. But because all these different other ones, National Spy Museum, National Comics Museum, now you've got the Holocaust Museum, Native American Museum. There's so much. And then you want to swing around and you want to see the, you know, Washington's Monument, Lincoln's, the Lincoln Monument, Jefferson.
Dorothy Slippers.
That's at the Smithsonian. But then you've got the different World War II Memorial, mm-hmm. Vietnam Memorial, Korean War Memorial. I mean, give yourself a, and then travel down south to Quantico for the United States Marine Corps Museum, which I'm going there. We're going to go back on the East Coast, if nothing else, and for a long weekend go down and see that for a day or two. So, hey, Reading is gearing up for the annual point in time count to see how many homeless we have here in Reading. It aims to provide a clearer picture of the homeless population in the area. It's going to occur on January 27th, and homeless are counted through an app and are located through a map given to each group member. And we report to the federal government how many unsheltered individuals we have and how much shelter space we have. And so from then they're able to see how much additional funding we need to address our issues, according to Amber Middleton, Senior Director of the HOPE Program. The data collected not only aids in securing government funding, but helps Shasta County monitor homeless trends. Seeing a lot of people living in these circumstances is tough, but it's also why we come out and what we do, says one of the volunteers. We're really asking for permission to be in their space, so we always will say knock, knock, Shasta Community Health Center, or whoever we are out there, and ask for permission first. Only trained personnel from continuum of care agencies will participate, with no volunteers involved. It'll give us an idea. Is our homeless numbers going down? Is it staying the same? Is it getting bigger? As we know, California, in its infinite wisdom, has spent billions and billions and billions of dollars on this project, and the only thing that's occurred is that the homeless problem has gotten worse, and we don't know where the money went to.
Well, the Good News Rescue Mission is expanding and is currently hiring, according to a news paper that was given to me this morning. The organization is hiring for a range of full-time and part-time positions across several programs and operational areas as it continues to grow and serve the community. Okay, available positions include senior coordinated community case manager, coordinated community case manager, housing transition navigator, digital marketing specialist, and accounting specialist, with both full-time and part-time opportunities available depending on the role. According to officials, the mission offers competitive pay, strong benefits, and a workplace grounded in faith, purpose, and service, with a focus on making a meaningful and lasting impact on the lives of others. Those interested in applying can find a full list of current openings and submit applications through Good News Rescue and Mission's website. So, work available.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And nobody does better than the Windshield Whisperer, Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this for, over a quarter of a century. And he knows how to repair windshields. He brings your vehicle in a controlled climate. He assesses the damage, what he has to do. Then he applies his mixture And on either anything from a chip on your windshield, which can get worse, up to a crack 2 feet in length. And he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. The one he fixed on mine before I sold the truck was for something like 17 years, and you still couldn't see it after 17 years. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He doesn't charge an arm and a leg. He guarantees his work. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Hardfought Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California.
Hey, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 7:34 in the morning here on the 14th of January. And good morning.
Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. And we know that Judy Maxwell serves our veterans as well as our community in so many things. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. They're amazing how if you're going into 2026 and you're thinking, okay, where do we stand? Things have changed. Insurances have changed, you know, if you have to fill out forms or whatever and trying to figure out where you're going to. Also, if you're a business owner, I know that our business and our insurance is with Maxwell Insurance, so give them a call at 221-0441. They're located on Hilltop Drive. You can actually just walk in there and say, I need to make an appointment. They've got a great staff. They're just wonderful. That's Maxwell Insurance, which segues into our veterans with us this morning. So happy to have you guys with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Happy 2026.
We're here with Dick Dickerson and Dickinson and
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson, sorry.
Does that every time, doesn't he? He does it to get your goat. So anyway, and Frank Rose.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Hello.
And I also use that insurance company, too.
Oh, you do Maxwell. Uh-huh. Excellent. That's great.
A lot of people do. Okay. Y'all are here usually to talk about the Korean veterans organization that you have, which we'll talk about. But let's start off first with Dick here. On you do your Christmas lighting, the Big Red Barn.
Yes,
we do. And let's talk a little bit about that. How'd y'all do this year?
Well, and this document I gave you right here is a message from Lily. She works at, she says Lily Conforti, she takes care of the money that we and counts and all that.
The Salvation Army. Mm-hmm.
And she says, once again, I do not say this lightly, we really, really appreciate what you do for the Salvation Army this year, collecting for, says 25, it's actually 16 years, not 25.
Okay, well.
A significant bottom line of $367,635.86 outstanding. And on the next page, it shows the 16 year.
Wow.
16 year collection for.
And so this year, you all collected $25,622.
Right.
And so, I mean, if you look over the years, this is one of your better years.
No, look at 2020 was the best year we ever had.
Yeah, $41,000. That's because everybody was locked into their houses. And you all had the only game in town, but that's okay.
So let's imagine this, that your family comes out for not only do Halloween this year, you've added that, but you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands and thousands of lights on your home, the Big
right.
Red Barn,
right.
And it's iconic. And to think that you've decided years ago, obviously, 2010 it looks like, that you decided, you know what, we're going to team up and we're going to make this a donation.
That's not true.
Oh, all right.
On this, there's a page here called Our Christmas Experience. I copied it here. I wrote it. And I think 2021, and it tells how it all started. And I've outlined in red one right there says one. I used to buy candy canes myself and just hand them to kids in the street just for the fun of it. And people used to hand me money all the time, and I tell them I don't need any money. Give it to Salvation Army. Well, I went to a public meeting. It was actually a Tea Party meeting. And Dick Fiden, I don't know if you know him.
Beloved.
And anyway, he's a retired Navy officer.
Yes, he's wonderful.
And he got up and stated that he's on the board of the Salvation Army, and we need bell ringers all over town. We need volunteers. And I told him my candy cane story. I said, I bet if I had a kettle, I could collect money. Well, he bought one out the next day, and that year, you can see on the list, we get like $5,000.
Yeah, over $5,000.
Yeah, $5,300. Uh-huh. And that's how it started. That's
right.
That's how this thing started.
Oh, okay.
And what kind of celebration did you get from the higher-ups in the government?
Did you get acknowledged? Yes.
When we collected the best year, 2020, in January of 2021, I got a call from Linda Haynes. She says, Doug Lamoff is in town, and he has a award for me. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. I said, well, we're still up. Come on out. So they came to our house, and Doug Lamoff presented me with a certificate, our friend and I, my wife, Frances, and I, a certificate of a congressional recognition.
Okay, that's fantastic.
And I also included a flag, folded flag, that was, with a certificate that it was flown over the White House, and over the Capitol building, you know.
you've been doing this, you know,
iconic,
for so many years, and there's so many accolades that you deserve. And so it's not a surprise, but it is an incredible amount of work. And your family, Did your family kind of merge in? And then you've had other volunteers here.
Right. That's what I like. I have three major volunteers. One's Robert Exter. I looked at my photos, and he started from 2013 to 2025. And then Martin Gaisecki, he's helped me from 2019 to 2025. And Katie Carpenter, who's the daughter of Wynn Carpenter, she's been out since 2022 to 2025. And this year she had a friend, Ben, who helped. And I could not do without the help of volunteers. And they're the most loyal volunteers. They stay, they come out whenever I ask them to, and they stay till we decide to shut down. And I like to mention about candy canes. On my note here, about January 6th of this year, a manager, Shay, from Holiday Market, called, and she wanted to donate all their unsold candy canes. So I went out, and I was surprised how many they gave me. There was 12 boxes, mostly were booze boxes, stuffed with candy canes. And total, my wife busted them all down and get them out of the one dozen cartons because it takes too much space to store them.
Right.
Anyway, she ended up giving us 291 dozen candy canes, almost 3,500 5-inch candy canes.
Wow, and that's fantastic.
You gave out 13,000 candy canes this year.
Yeah.
And so now you've got to start for next year.
Yeah.
Well, when we talk about the little barn that could, or the big barn that could, you think that over a 16-year total that you have raised $367,635.86, and there's an accounting of it in front of us right now, for Salvation Army, that's just, you know, that's what do you want to call it? Such a star, such a beautiful impact on our community.
What I tell people is the people in Shasta County are very generous. I could not do it without people who live here actually hand me money for Salvation Army. They're very generous.
Well, but you use your house. And you use the manpower at your house, and it's wear and tear on your body and everything else, but there's a higher purpose. I just thank you.
Most people do not know my wife, Frances, and I, my wife of 68 years. But anyway, but they know the Big Red Barn, that thousands of people come by every year. And anyway, I use that. People get to know it, and they come every year. I'd say 75% of the people come by actually have their money out already. They know we're collecting, and they already have it out.
Well, it's something you do out of love of our community. And this is, you know, not to make light or anything, but, you know, you're, what, 94, 93? 94. And the barn's lights get put up every year. Is this correct?
Yeah, my daughter Linda and her husband came home from Reno and stayed a couple weeks and helped me. That got a big start.
Now, how old are they? They must be, what, in their 60s or 70s?
My daughter, I think, is 65, and my son's 60. No. My son was born January 62. The twins were born in 1960.
Okay, so you're talking in their 60s. So, yeah. And they're up there on the barn putting these things
well,
on.
Well, my son was up on the roof. He helped me on the roof. Put the
you're up on the roof?
Yeah. People tell me, you know, really weird thing. The first week when my daughter Linda and her husband, they're talking to the neighbor, next door neighbor, and she says, do you know that your father is climbing the ladder? He says, yeah, he does that all the time. I tell people when I get to be old man, I'm going to stop climbing the ladder.
Wow. We got to take a break, and we're going to take a couple minutes, and we'll be right back with Dick and Frank.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I got
some. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. I'm here with Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson. got your name right this time. And they're here. We talked the first segment about the Big Red Barn, and that it's been going since, what, 2011, 2010? Something like 16 years.
2010.
And 2010. And has raised over $367,635 for the Salvation Army in that time frame. But you also are charter members of the Korean Veterans Association.
Right, and this, Dick. We always have a third Saturday meeting, which is coming up this Saturday. The 17th,
yeah,
at the Country Waffle. And I urge people to get, if you're going to have lunch or breakfast, get there before 11. Last week we had a couple come in at noon, right at when the meeting started. And we're trying to get the meeting started, and they're ordering, the gals are ordering. It was very disruptive. And you should, the meeting starts at 12, so you should get there by 11, so you can be through eating by then. And this, our guest speaker is James Leedy, supervisor of culinary department of Enterprise High School. You want to say a few words about him? I don't know much about him. You do, Frank.
He started that program after being the head chef at the Holiday Market, and he had a chance to start a culinary school, so he took the opportunity, and has students, and they teach them how to be chefs and bakers, and they also have the opportunity to get scholarships for going to very high class colleges that teach culinary, and he also is the he does all the cooking for the stand down.
He's also a retired military officer,
absolutely.
A warrant officer,
yeah.
And just a great guy. His culinary teams from Enterprise have won national level awards.
Yeah, they compete against other colleges.
High schools. His scholarships for his students are like the Cordon Bleu,
yes,
and other very, very high level cooking school. So, and he's a good guy. He's been on the show before.
Yeah. So we're going to have him as a guest speaker to let our membership know what goes on over there at that school. Cause it's like a hidden little talent.
It is. A lot of people don't realize not only is it it's a little gem we have here, but it's nationally, recognized.
Oh, absolutely.
The students from Enterprise when it comes to cooking. And like, I've had their food before. And I mean, not just at the stand down, but they've also catered other events where the students will, provide a dinner. And, you know, then that's one of the ways they get money so they can make these trips that they go on.
Then on the side, he also does a lot of cooking for the Grange and the Sons of Italy with his team.
Yeah. So, so he's going to be there this Saturday. Oh, okay. It's going to be interesting. So be there at 11 because Dick does not want you there at noon and actually ordering food.
That's right.
That's right. We have business to conduct, and we can't do it if they're bringing your tuna fish salad in.
Well, it started disrupting to have somebody ordering to have the meeting.
Yeah. Did you go over and admonish them?
No, I just waited. You have to be patient sometimes.
Yeah, you know, when you all get up in age, though, I mean, how long can you wait? Let's get on with it. Okay.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Okay. I understand you've already had Debbie Johnson on here with CVAC.
Yeah, we'll have her on again.
Shasta County Veterans. I'm actually helping them sell tickets. I have tickets for the R&R meat package, $260 meat package.
Well, what we're talking about here is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is having a Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet March 7th at 5 p.m. at Wind River. In the event center there, and everybody's welcome. You don't have to be a veteran. You don't have to be a member of a group, but everybody's there for this dinner. And part of it to keep the tickets prices at $40, which is extremely low for something that's, you know, dinner and everything else that goes on. They're selling raffle tickets. Okay, Dick, it's all yours.
The tickets are only $10, and the R&R meat package are 16 items. It's like a freezer package. There's all kinds. There's
$460 worth of meat from R&R.
Yes,
you can win for $10.
Yeah, and then there's a Berna sells a self defense. It's a non lethal handgun that shoots hard plastic balls. It's a non lethal defense weapon, and those their tickets are $10.
Yeah, that projectile, besides being a hard plastic, but it's also filled with pepper. Spray, tear gas, or just the hard plastic,
which is illegal in this state to have that tear gas one.
Okay, so they don't have the tear gas.
But anyway, and then also there's it's from the pizza factory. That's called a catering bundle number two for eight people. It's a dinner for eight people. It's about $230. Anyway, they only printed 100 tickets each one, and I have the tickets if anybody likes them. My phone number is 530-246-9131. If you want tickets, give me a call. We'll get together. And also, if you'd like to attend, anybody could attend it, they'd like to call Debbie and get a package because they want to know what. There's three separate dinners at the event. It's at the Wind River, and they want to know how many people are going to be there and what their dinner choice is. So if you'd like to attend the event, everybody's welcome. And Debbie Johnson's phone number is 530-357-3380. If you'd like to attend, give her a call and she'll send you a package which you can mail back to her.
I have one sitting on my desk right now.
I do too.
So we'll mail that back to her. Okay. So, Doug LaMalfa passed. Right. Such a champion for veterans. And his memorial service is going to be January the 24th. And you go to DougLaMalfa.com. You can fill out your request for tickets. It's going to be down at Silver Dollar down in Chico at the fairgrounds there. And they expect a lot of people. So you probably want to get your tickets, and then they'll email you those tickets on by the 22nd, and then January 22nd. No weapons, sticks, large bags, any of that stuff, you know. Which is kind of funny because Doug was such a Second Amendment guy. What? I can't bring my concealed carry? So, but you never can tell who shows up for these things. But it's quite a loss. I think we all feel it. He's a kid. He was a kid. 65.
Yeah.
A mere child. Yeah. Does the governor replace somebody?
On this, it's going to be a special election.
That's good.
If it's a senator, the governor can announce. But for a congressperson, in this case, Congressman LaMalfa, it'll be a special election here soon. And already people are lining up to run in his seat. I've seen that it's going to be a mess any way you look at it, because at the same time we're going into district, you know, we've changed our districts, right. unless the courts put a hold on that.
Yeah, we get all the counties along the coast added to our district.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
They're doing that. The five districts trying to convert them all to be
Democrats.
Liberals, huh?
Yeah, to Democrats. Yeah. It's low and scum sucking and, but what do you expect? I mean, people, Texas did it. Yeah, Texas did part of it like that and then expanded it. So you can say that, but I don't live in Texas. I live in California. So what you've done is you've taken a guy that represented the vast majority of the people in the North State in our district, farmer, rancher, somebody grown up here, and now we have a representative that's going to be a guy from Marin County. And but I can't sell this guy short because I don't know him. We want to get him on the show and find out where he stands on, you know, certain things. I mean, I think I kind of guess where he stands, but we need to have him on the show so we can ask him some questions in a polite manner and let him answer his feelings on the Second Amendment, his feelings on mass immigration, his feelings on the economy and world events and things happening, but mainly things up here in the North State about how about thinning forest, how about, you know, that kind of stuff, energy. Anyway, Dick and Frank, thank you so much for being with us today. Yeah. We've run out of time.
Yeah. I tell people I'm a natural born racist because I'm a white male. That puts me most of the way there. And I was born in the Confederate slave state of Texas. I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas. So I'm a natural born racist.
I don't know how you would say that. I've never seen that, but okay.
It's a joke.
I know it's a joke, but some people out there may not understand that. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break for the news and come back with the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, Amit Thomason. It is slaughter on a mass scale in Iran. It shows no signs of slowing down. Iran's judiciary chief suggests fast trials and the speedy execution of those who have been arrested for defying the ruling theocracy.
This comes despite warnings from President Trump. The Human Rights Activist News Agency says more than 2,500 people have died from a bloody crackdown. Mr. Trump has warned Iran of possible U.S. military action over the killings. Iran is preparing for the mass funeral of 100 security force members killed in the demonstration.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Elon Musk's Starlink is offering free access in Iran, helping people to get around the government's internet blackout. The top diplomats of Denmark and Greenland are meeting today with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio at the White House. The meeting comes as President Trump remains rock solid in his determination to see the U.S. win control of the icy Arctic island.
Writing on his social media site, the president said the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons, and anything less than American control, he said, is unacceptable. He went on to say that NATO should help the U.S. with the acquisition. Otherwise, he warned, Russia or China could gain control, and he has vowed not to let that happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
February 1st, that's President Trump's deadline for cutting federal funding to sanctuary jurisdictions, both states and cities. The Washington Post says FBI agents have searched a reporter's home, part of an investigation into a government contractor who's accused of taking home government secrets. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 208 points. The NASDAQ is off 267 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there too to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
A deadly accident in northeast Thailand has claimed at least 32 lives.
The train derailment occurred on part of an ambitious planned high-speed rail project that will eventually connect much of Southeast Asia with China. In addition to the deaths, over 60 people were injured, and rescuers are combing the wreckage and providing first aid. The crane, being used to build an elevated part of the railway, fell as the train was travelling from Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province, according to officials where the accident took place. Photos published in Thai media show rescue workers on top of overturned railway carriages, some with gaping holes torn on their sides. What appeared to be sections of the crane were scattered along the track. Thai media has also been reporting the train had three carriages, the last two being the most damaged. The transport minister says 195 people were on board the train. He's ordered an investigation. I'm Charles Villadesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com. In Pittsburgh, the Mike Tomlin era is over. leaving the Steelers after almost two decades as head coach.
The longest-tenured head coach in major American professional sports stepped down from his job leading the Steelers on Tuesday after yet another quick playoff exit. The announcement came a day after the end of his 19th season in Pittsburgh, where he was a relative unknown when he was hired to replace Bill Cowher in early 2007. Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2008 and finished with a 193-114-2 regular season record. Team President Art Rooney II said in a statement that he was extremely grateful to Mike. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A proposal to tax the accumulated wealth of California billionaires has ignited a political uproar in Silicon Valley and beyond. There is speculation the proposal could convince more billionaires to flee the Golden State for greener, friendlier pastures. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I will never understand my wife if I live with her 1,000 years. But hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 14th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. So you know how you hold your hand out to give people nucks? You know, if I hold my hand out like that, what do you do?
Okay.
You're nuts, right? She headbutted me with her nose. And I'm like,
I meant to headbutt you.
I mean, I've never
anyway.
Had it, you know, that.
All right.
That was not assault.
No, it was not. But take that
hey,
memory.
Ben, how you doing this? Ben, do you ever get tired of watching this? I mean,
nope.
Really?
Nope.
No, it's
we appreciate you, Ben. Ben's at the helm. What day of the calendar year is special day that people decide?
Day of the Constitution.
How
was it?
Was ratified. Well, not the Constitution, okay. But the Treaty of Paris, so the American Revolution
was signed today.
And it's actually ratification day also, too, today.
Okay. That's great.
Wow.
You know, when we talk about trying to, you know, get their governments together and write things, it took us a long time to, I know, I'm sorry, I did not expect you to run your nose into my fist, okay?
It did take us a long time.
It took us a long time. Anyway, okay, it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, currently, today will be around 71 degrees. If you look outside right now, I mean, the guy across the street's got on short sleeves. It is a beautiful day and a wonderful morning. Clear skies. Tonight will be around 51. Hey, this week's forecast, the rest of this week, Thursday 69, Friday 69, Saturday 67, Sunday 67. Sunday throughout the rest of the week. What a beautiful forecast after we had the muck. So hopefully that dries up the muck for many of those people. But anyway, so there you go with the beautiful days and really nothing in front of us as far as, you know, cloudy or rain or anything like that. So we're good up until Tuesday where it'll be around 63. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out in Anderson, they bring us the weather every time we read it. They are located, of course, in the Anderson area, the Kinney family, three generations strong. They always, it's a veteran-owned business, so they give veteran and senior discounts, and they always go to the hard-to-find places, the hard-to-get-to places. That's their specialty, and plus giving you the best deal that they can. 365-3793, of course, 530 in front of that, Shasta Gas Propane. Good morning.
Good morning, and with us is Todd Jones. The CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well. Yeah, new year. I mean,
you
kind
know
of a
what?
Weird
Let
week
me just say
week,
this. I don't know if Erica's listening to this, but she is. I had no idea how humorous she
yes,
is. I mean, I've met her before, but it's usually, hi, how are you? And then in Dancing with the Stars, and I went, she is funny. And now I
I kind of watch, you know, she puts things on Facebook.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That are just hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny. And yeah. I'm glad that you said that because sometimes, you know, she thinks she's funny, but to not have a little bit of, you know, social proof by saying, having someone else say that, that's helpful. So.
I mean, I can be a funny guy.
Yeah.
And Linda is always funny. And people don't realize that about her. They think, you know, they don't realize what a sense of humor she has. But your wife is a hoot.
She's great.
So
she's
Erica, funny. Keep it up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm glad I'm friends with you on Facebook because I get started to follow.
Yeah, you get to see all the
following
things.
Her.
Yeah, Instagram, all of her stories. Yeah. I mean, with three boys, our house is chaotic. And people always ask me, what does Erica do? I'm like, you know, she's just super volunteer and helps out with lots of stuff and passionate about the community. And she doesn't want to be quite tied down to anything right now. No. So she just kind of
has dogs.
Fun.
You have dogs.
With two poodles, full
two
size.
Poodles.
We don't give them the weird haircuts. So they're good, good dogs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now,
standard.
What you need, though, since I watch,
we have two cats.
I watch reels. You need a husky.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a husky in that group would be perfect.
No. Oh, my
gosh. And so that he could teach your poodles how to howl.
Yeah.
And your poodles don't shed.
No.
The husky would make up for all.
Yeah. We have cats, but they're mostly outside, which I'm grateful for, because the dogs, they don't shed. They don't really make much of a mess. They're pretty – they're a little bit neurotic, I guess is the right word, but they're pretty mellow.
Can you imagine being – well, of course, they've got three boys.
Yeah.
So three
boys.
Yeah,
so when the boys start circling
the house, kinetic
they get
energy.
Really
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they, of course, it's good circling. For her.
Well, how are the boys?
That's a big job.
How old?
Yeah.
So right now they're, because the birthdays are next month, so with kids you start to promote them pretty soon, but right now they're 11, 9, and 6.
So perfect for her to just, you know, why would you want to lock yourself into anything except for what it is to be a mom, volunteer, sport, get that whole thing.
Basketball, football
that's
plays.
That's the biggest job in the world there.
She's on CSAC, though, too, the Community Services Advisory Commission. And, you know, she was on the Library Foundation board for a long time. She's not on that board anymore. I don't know. We're on another board for a mission in Guadalajara, but she just volunteers. And people, it's funny because people call her and want advice all the time. She's got a master's degree. She worked at Simpson for 15 years and taught classes out there. So she's incredibly smart. And I think she eventually, once the kids get older, she's going to be a in-demand person.
It.
Yeah, I think she'll want to do something. She likes to keep her brain moving. So she's always strategizing about something. And you know, what's great for me is, you know, in what I do in kind of the semi-quasi-political government world that I live in, you know, she's more plugged in than I am, I think, sometimes. So when I get home, I mean, we're talking about local government all the time. And it's fun because she understands all the nuances. She understands who the players are. And she understands how all these things are. So we can kind of say, hey, did you hear about this? She watches a lot of the supervisors' meetings, which I don't have time to do because, you know, I mean, it's a full day on a Tuesday. I just don't have time. So she gives me updates on, hey, here's what happened. Here's who said this. And she's kind of my extra set of eyes and ears. So she's a lot of fun. And she's very, very plugged in.
Okay. So there you go, Erica. There's
your shout out.
There's your shout out.
You got a whole segment.
Yeah, she's probably driving back from dropping the kids off right now.
And does she listen?
She does. Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
Hey, you.
That's good. Okay.
Loved you and Dan.
So let's just
take
an early break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And talking about the Watchman that they have, they're only a hospital in the North State providing the Watchman. One-time minimally invasive heart procedure. They run it up your artery, and it goes onto your heart there. For people with atrial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners, because people with that that type of heartbeat, they give them blood thinners, which has an impact on your life. This is it goes in. It's about the size of a quarter and made of special materials. And what it does is, it keeps your heart emptying that extra blood out of that one chamber. Like I said, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in North State providing that. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with Watchman. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Watchman and get the full story on it. We'll be right back with the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Nabat. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business over 30 years, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. And there's a reason for that.
Amazing inventory, constantly changing. If you have an estate piece or if you have, we've just been through the holidays, so we've had rough with our hands. I believe in maintenance for your jewelry, and I hope you do too, because you'd hate to look down and see that you have a stone missing. So you want to get your prongs looked at, fixed, cleaned, and they will do that there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Todd.
Hello.
Great to have you on the air this morning.
Great to be here. Okay. Legends and Leaders.
Legends and Leaders. It's coming up on Friday, February 27th. It's at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. So we are expanding this year. We have doubled the capacity at the Holiday Inn. They have a new ownership group. They have a new general manager. They have a new chef, James Varub, who was at Mosaic and Sheraton prior to coming over there. He is looking forward to doing a great event at the Holiday Inn. So we're excited to be there this year because, the big thing is we can double capacity really for about the last, 7 or 8 years since we've been at the Sheraton, which we absolutely love doing events there. We've been selling out before the tickets ever even went on sale. So this year, for the first time really in a few years, there are tickets available. There are tables available. If you go to readingchamber.com, you can buy a ticket. It is one of the few black tie events in Reading. There's a few, but I think we're one of the bigger ones. It's a black tie affair, and we have the awards. So I'm going to run through the awards. And the other thing I want to talk about with the awards is this year, we're actually opening up nominations. It's not like a Best of the North State. It's not going to be a popularity contest. The board of directors at the chamber will still pick those winners, but we are open for nominations, and you can nominate through our website as well. So we have the big award of the year is Citizen of the Year, and that is only voted on by the past Citizens of the Year. And we actually had that meeting in the last few weeks, so I know who it is. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Is it me?
I'm sworn to secrecy.
I wasn't. It was none of those things, but I would like to know if ever I'm nominated, you know, because we finished in the top three in the Best of the North State, and we didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Only the winners know. Only the winners know. For all the categories. We don't have like the top three, you're nominated, then you come and you don't win. So really the winners of the other categories, the Citizen of the Year will not know, but the other categories, those winners will know. So we have Business of the Year. We have Business Person of the Year. We used to have Businessman and Businesswoman, but it's just it's gender neutral now. So Business Person of the Year. Then we're bringing back an award, the Nonprofit of the Year, which is sponsored by the McConnell Foundation. So we're bringing back that award. We have Rising Star, which is a younger, up-and-comer type of person in our community. And then we have another new category, which is New Business of the Year, which is a business that's been operating for less than 3 years. And then we also have our Ambassador of the Year, which is our ambassador group for the chambers. We have our ambassadors vote for that person. So it's only the ambassadors that vote for that. So
how about small business that's lasted?
Yeah. 18 years now? 17?
16.
16 how about, years?
It should be small business that is still there through everything.
What about locally owned radio station of the year?
I'd like that.
This
commercial radio.
Okay, all right.
So this is nominated on by the chamber.
Community members can actually nominate this year, but those nominations close on this Friday, because I have a board meeting next week, and that's when we're going to make the final decision on who is going to win these categories. So it's really been a board conversation for years. Now, again, like I said, we did open it up because, you know, there's could be great stories that we don't know about businesses or nonprofits that are out there. So we wanted to get some community engagement, community feedback on this. And again, we have so much more capacity this year at the Holiday Inn. So also you can buy a ticket, buy a table, come to the event. It's a really fun event, and it's really about celebrating our community.
Right.
And that's what makes it so fun. There's really no other program. There's no other fundraising component. The event itself is a fundraiser for the chamber. Events are expensive these days. As anyone that does events knows, they're expensive to put on. So we'll make a little bit.
Holiday Inn, February 27th.
Correct.
Black tie
affair. I wear a tuxedo.
And so gowns, et cetera.
Yep.
So is it a dinner?
It's a dinner.
Okay.
Full dinner.
And how much are tickets? I think that's important for people when they're trying to figure out their budget.
Sure.
How much are tickets?
So tickets are $200 per person. So it's an expensive event. I do know that, but, it's a full course dinner. Mm-hmm. It's a great dinner. Most people buy a table. So a table of eight, $1,600. And again, it's a fundraiser for the chamber. We're a nonprofit, and it's one of our bigger ones per year, and it's really about celebrating our community. So, we're really excited about it. It's a fun event. It's going to be fun to, again, love the Sheraton, but it's fun to go to the Holiday Inn this year and get more people.
Is there a band? Is there music?
No band. We will have a DJ.
Okay.
But again, doors open. I think we're going to have 3 or 4 bars.
Mm-hmm.
And then we serve dinner. We don't have any really programming during dinner, but then after dinner, towards the end of dinner, we go through all the awards and different sponsors, make those awards. And then the last one, which is co-sponsored with the Reading Record Searchlight, like it's been for probably 40 70 years, I think, is the Record Searchlight co-sponsors the Citizen of the Year. So I work with Silas Lyons, who no longer technically works at the Searchlight. He works for USA Today Corporate. But he works with me and does that award, and he does a great job of reading a script every year that you don't really know who it is for a little while, but he does a great job. So I really like working with Silas.
Yeah, he's got such a great wicked sense of humor.
He's a great sense of humor, just a great writer, and the way he delivers that award every year, I look forward to it every year. So the Citizen of the Year is really fun. Last year, of course, it was Ed Ruhlman, and this year, come February 27th,
this year,
find out.
It?
Come find out. Yeah. The hardest part is getting them there and not tipping them off. So that's my feat for the next month, to get this person there without them knowing.
Okay.
That's fun about.
Okay, so that's and we're do Eventbrite.
It is through Eventbrite. So, but okay. You can go to readingchamber.com, okay. And then there's a
right.
Big box, and you can click on it, and then it will take you to Eventbrite for
all
tickets.
Right. So let's recap. Here we are at the first of the part of January. What would be like, because you're a mission oriented
yeah.
type of guy, what? Would you like to see 26 unfold in 26 that perhaps didn't come to fruition in 25? Or I know that you're talking about, you did talk off the air about starting some new committees.
Right.
So how do you see the next 6 months?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. So I think, I'll start with the thing we talked about off the air real quick, and then there's another kind of initiative that we're working on for the next 6 months. But the first one is the Merchants Crime Watch. So that was an event that was really organically organized by Ed Ruhlman, and then Terry Morbeck, who was the Neighborhood Watch kind of captain volunteer for the city of Reading for the police department. So we did a very small meeting yesterday just to kind of test it out and kind of talk to a small committee of businesses, mostly on Hilltop, about, you know, what could make for a productive Merchants Crime Watch. Because what I don't want to happen is hundreds of people come to the room, you know, the police chief gets up there and talks about trends, and then everybody's shouting about something. So we want to make it productive. We know that the city of Reading is facing budget challenges right now, which means we don't have as many officers as we used to, and we probably won't have as many officers as we used to for a while, depending on how the city of Reading organizes things. I think right now, I don't think, the police chief said yesterday they have 107 sworn mm-hmm. officers right now. They have a budget technically for 114, but at the peak it was 122. So really, the goal of Merchants Crime Watch is, how do we build a communications platform and connectivity between the businesses so they're talking to each other about, hey, I saw this guy, he took my, you know, propane tank, or he stole this thing.
And I remember this when it was running before.
Other people
and they were
kind
talking,
of keep an eye out.
Yeah, they were talking to each other that, you know, these people were in a hotel. And,
yeah, exactly.
And
that's,
you know,
a big one. We had a lot of hoteliers there yesterday to talk about, hey, don't rent to this person. Here's the do not rent list. Here's what I'm seeing. I mean, there were some crazy stories. There's a hotel in town that's had someone, I won't say who it is, but that's had someone staying there, a nicer hotel, that's had someone staying there for 2 years. And they cannot get this person out, which it's just crazy. And talking to the police chief, and our Stephanie Bridget, our DA, was there yesterday as well. And then Sergeant Ellis with the MPU.
Well, is the person a problem?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So figuring out ways to.
But it's a hotel. Do they have monthly rentals?
It was shocking to me. They don't. So figuring out that whole dynamic, it's basically turned into an eviction process now, which is weird. But
well, he could say, I've been living here for 2 years, paying my rent. Why do I have to?
Well, he hasn't. Well, so okay. I guess he's squatting now.
Okay.
Oh.
He's squatting.
Now
he's squatting. He's squatting.
Yeah.
Very, very different. But anyway.
Does he ever leave the room?
Health department.
We did talk about this yesterday.
Mold.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds on it, but it was pretty crazy.
I was going to say, you could do a health and welfare check, and then when he steps outside, lock the door.
Right. I think the big thing yesterday, my big takeaway yesterday from that first one, and again, this was small, you know, it wasn't really publicized, but the next one will be open to to business owners, chamber members. We don't want anybody and everybody to go there. We want this to really be chamber member focused on how do we be more vigilant? How do we look out for ourselves? How do we make our businesses more crime resilient? But one of the big things yesterday is report stuff. I always feel bad reporting something because they got bigger fish to fry. There's so much going on. But Stephanie Bridget, our DA, and our police chief, Brian Barner, said, you've got to report stuff. We're going to keep arresting people, even though it's a revolving door. We're going to keep it uncomfortable for
people. I will call in a heartbeat.
And you need to build that case against somebody. And so if you don't tell them, I have businesses all the time say, I got someone sleeping on my front doorstep, leaving a bunch of crap every single day, but they're not calling the police. And they say, hey, if you call us, if we have time, we'll run by there. But if you don't tell us, we do not know. So you've got to tell. You've got to tell Shascom, call the non-emergency line, and let them know what's going on, because they do want to be proactive. And even though the criminal justice system is very bottlenecked right now in a lot of places like the jail and the courts and the DA, RPD still will arrest somebody 100 times because they want to make it uncomfortable.
What about people sleeping in doorways? Is that something you call on?
They said call on it. Call on it.
I saw one the other day down here by the sandwich tree, and I've seen the guy before, and just laying there at the middle of the day. And, first of all, you feel for him. Thinking, but we've also got the Good News Rescue Mission, which is expanding its footprint rapidly, and they have room for people.
Yeah, they're never at capacity. I'm on the board at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
And I talk to people on the street more than I ever have because I'm on the board now, and I always say, why are you not at the mission? And 10 times out of 10, if I see someone on the street that shouldn't be there, they don't want to go. They don't want to go. They have some excuse. They got kicked out, which you can pretty much always go back in. If you get into a fight, I think you're kicked out for 30 days, but then you can go back in. So they don't want to go there because they don't want to fall in line. They don't want to go,
They don't want to follow a rule.
They don't want to follow a rule. They get three hots and a cop. They don't have to go to a chapel service. I just did a podcast. Right. I hate saying that on the air,
okay.
But with Jonathan a couple months ago. And, we dispelled a lot of these rumors. You can go to the mission, and the people that we're seeing on the streets, they do not want the help. They have a mental health issue. They have a drug crisis. They have a combination of both of them. But they're not the ones that are at the mission. They're not the ones that are getting help and going through these programs. And they just don't want to, which is really, it's unfortunate. And you can't institutionalize someone like you used to back in the day in our community.
I think Newsom just signed something that said you could hold people longer. It was easier getting them in on a 5150.
I think it's a 72-hour hold, but don't quote me on that.
Shasta Regional has like 22 beds for those 5150s. And if somebody's still a danger, they can hold them longer. Yeah. Then they can go to court and keep them even longer than that, in there. But, it's not forever by any means. It may be up to 30 days to get them stabilized.
Right.
Before they release them.
And the other great thing we have too, besides the mission offering so many great services, and they're building that medically assisted treatment facility right now through BCHIP funds, is we have Hill Country, and they still have the, I might forget the name, but the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team. I believe that's the right acronym. And they go out and they'll talk to someone that's unstable or that's maybe a harm to themselves or others, or potentially could be a 5150. So these, crazy people that we see on the streets, you could also call Hill Country, and they can go interject. They're not law enforcement, but they can bring people to resources, and they could potentially 5150 somebody if needed.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, located right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway, or Lucky Miller's, if you remember that, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 and have never left. Never had a bad haircut there. It's a pleasant atmosphere. I've gone through like three barbers. I'm in my third set of barbers now, Tim and Logan. Really good young men, and great attitudes, give great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and you will thoroughly enjoy yourself getting a haircut. And you can make appointments with them two different ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go through Booksy. They do Booksy now. And you can set up a time and date that works for you, and then you get a text and an email reminding you that day, which is always good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you've got a haircut today. And it's just a great place to get a haircut. What can I say? It's man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Todd Jones and the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you. 1934 Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. So welcome back to the show, 8:37 in the morning here on the 14th of January. Our guest today is Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and talking about a number of things going on. Downtown, since the public market's open.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the one thing that Daniel and I talked about, and something that I think would work because of just the location of Market Street here, is having a monthly event.
Mm.
And it could be something different
Every
month. I could picture the rodeo having a whole week there, you know, while the rodeo's on.
Yeah, the whole, that'd
where,
be awesome.
Where it's just, we close down that street.
Yeah.
You've got the whistle stop, you know, band thing there.
Yeah, yep.
That you could have country western mm-hmm. band going and people could be dancing out there. And, you know, with the entertainment district the way it is, that you, it seems to me is that we need to have something like that downtown.
Yeah, I mean, the rodeo parade.
All of the, it would help all of
the businesses. Well, you know, Viva Downtown used to do Market Fest, right? Is that what it was? Thursday nights? It was somewhat seasonal. I don't think they did it all year round, but they had Market Fest on Thursday nights
for
like May through September.
Yeah, that was
October.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good event. You know, they have First Friday right now. I was actually talking to somebody. I was talking to Kate at Bantam Kitchen yesterday about the idea of potentially doing like a Tuesday or Wednesday, like one of the slower nights of the week, Tuesday or Wednesday night, happy hour, entertainment zone, like walkabout basically. So get a beer. It's in the entertainment zone. And then kind of walk around town and just have a walking hangout. So I was like, that'd be pretty fun.
Very natural.
We got to take advantage of it.
But who would organize something like that? Would that be the Chamber of Commerce?
It could be. I would probably volunteer my friends at Viva Downtown, Blake Fisher and his crew, because they've done Market Fest. They do the Hops and Shops and Beer and Wine Fest.
Talk to them during the rodeo, at least for a couple of nights, that they just, you know, we open that up and people are in town and being able to, you know, after the rodeo,
it'd be great to have live music every night on Whistle Stop Park. That'd be incredible. I love the idea. I don't want to necessarily take the bull by the horns and lead it, but I like the idea a lot, and I'd be happy to.
I just think having something like this every month, it's going to help all the businesses downtown. And I mean, First Friday, and because a lot of people come downtown, but having something, because there's a lot of different businesses we have downtown that they would, you know, not just bars,
right? And our office is right here, and since the public market's open, I mean, the amount of people downtown now, it's more than I've ever seen.
I love
Just everyone walking around and parking in different spots and walking by our windows. It's been and every time I've been to the public market, I mean, there's, you know, probably over 100 people there.
That do go if you park, do pay, because I got my first ticket.
Yeah.
I kept thinking I could slip by. I've slipped by for a long time.
I think the Stellar's J, the gift store in the public market, still validates. So you can park in the public in the garage.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then
$26,
by the way. $26 for a chance. Two things I would realize now. Don't put your pillow in the washing machine and pay for your parking.
Yeah.
Don't take a chance.
The parking garage is so easy. It's just you walk across Whistle Stop Park, and then you're right there at the public market.
Yeah,
so
you are. And,
it's really easy.
And they validate there at the public market, and I imagine other stores will start doing that.
It's also $1 an hour. I mean, you know. But street parking's free after 6. So if you come down in the evening, street parking's free. So it's really not that big of a deal. I'd say you could probably park at like 5:30 and be okay, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah, because they'll be just waiting, driving around, finding your car.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I just thought that would be something that would be, that would be beneficial.
I would love to see more rodeo stuff downtown. I mean, last year, or was it 2 years ago they started? They had a concert. Right at Whistle Stop Park.
They had something like that. But if you look at
line dancing and that was awesome.
Yeah. What do you see? Our industrial park, Stillwater.
Yeah,
is starting to grow.
It is.
Are you seeing? I mean, I know you're in tight with DDC and all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other? Does it look like other parts of that park are going to be developed?
Well, I heard last week that Technosoil closed. So Technosoil is owned by Sean Weaver, brother of Brent Weaver, used to be mayor. And they've had Technosoil, which is a really incredible company. I mean, these guys have been around for probably almost 20 years, I want to say now, but really cool company. And so they closed Escrow, which is awesome, last week. You know, Amazon, I was out there last week just at the park. I didn't go on the property itself, but they're hoping to open within months. They're going, it seems like, 24/7 out there. And then you got Fabric Mass Timber, who's also in escrow, and they're going through their design and build. And again, this is kind of more the EDC stuff now, so I don't know all of the details. But, you know, if Fabric Mass Timber were to close and they were to start building out there within a few years, you know, that's over 50% of the park is sold at that point. And then, you know, that's also extending the road. So Fabric Mass Timber is down south of where the road currently stops. And so the city's working with the EDA, Economic Development Administration, to potentially get some funds to build out the rest of that infrastructure. And I think Stillwater's, it's on its way. It's doing pretty well. I don't know about all the other things that are in the hopper right now. I can't speak to that. I don't know. But it's been encouraging to see for sure. It's moving forward. It's not still waiting anymore.
No.
We've
still
been talking
dead.
About, okay, we've been on the
still
air 16
dead.
Years.
Or dead water.
We've been talking about Stillwater for all this time, so it's nice to see it come to fruition.
Yep. Yeah. It's awesome.
We're here with Todd Jones. We're going to take a quick break and come back for our last segment.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 at mandinascabinets.com.
Welcome back to our Wednesday edition.
Another grueling 2 hours.
It's not a hump day. I love Wednesday. You know what? Look outside. What's not to be filling your heart filling full of blessings of where we live? And we do have a beautiful area of the North State that we're blessed to be in. So it's going to be a gorgeous day with temperatures that are going to be in the high 60s, 71 today. And then throughout the rest of the week, we're in the high 60s. Beautiful, clear skies. And that's what we get. We get living here.
The blankets are off the horses. We're here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
You're breaking news? Off the air?
I was just talking about? Well, I haven't seen anybody running for Congress take them off his place. I might.
Yeah, there you go. Breaking news. You heard it here
we're
first.
We're going to have a GoFundMe page.
Yeah. He could be in office for 30 days.
Here we go.
No. I could be there till.
June 2nd or something?
No, January 1st.
January 1st. Yeah.
Be there till January 1st. And,
Carl. Next.
I'd vote for you, Carl.
I would too. I don't know about Linda. Yeah. I'm not sure about Linda. She may vote against me just to keep me at home. Yeah. Cause you'd go with me.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We could take Buford.
Yeah. So, you know, talking about politics though, kind of going back to Linda's question about the next six months, you know, at the chamber, and I've been, you know, slowly kind of working on this, and now it's actually technically my first full election year at the chamber since I started in 2024. But one of our, you know, big focuses is the Government Affairs Committee. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say, yes, of course, we did take that position last year on voting yes on Measure A. I still think that was the best decision for our community. I know there's lots of other challenges that we need to clean up, but I thought that was a good decision. But this year, you know, we still want to focus on what's going on locally. We want to try to educate our members and educate the public. We are going to be hosting a supervisors forum, which I have not even talked to the candidates yet. So if they're listening, we're planning on late April. We're going to do District 5 and then followed by District 1. And we're planning on hosting that at the Sheraton. We're working on the details right now for that. We've had a good turnout in the past at those. And, you know, our goal is really our goal at the chamber is how do we make Reading the best place to do business? And obviously not just business stuff, but there's also quality of life issues that lead to people choosing to come here and choosing to stay. And so, we've done forums for decades at the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we're excited to do more of those. And then also, you know, we might even take positions on state, ballot measures and propositions. I know Cal Chamber is working on an affordability one, that's going to make it easier to, and potentially cheaper to build housing specifically in California.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Focused on California Building Code and Title 24 issues. So, you know, we want to try to stay engaged because I stay engaged in all this stuff anyway. And even some of the, you know, very intelligent people I talk to in the community, you know, they don't really know what's happening with all these ballot measures and these local candidates. And so the more information that we can provide to our members in the community, we think the better because, you know, we want an educated electorate. That's what I want. And I want to see people know what they're doing, and we want people to vote. I mean, I don't always care how people vote. I just want them to know what they're voting for. I mean, that's really the biggest
thing. In the past, we've broadcast those live. And in the evenings.
Yeah.
So people can hear it. And I know you're going to Facebook it live. But a lot of people get their information from the radio. Mm-hmm. And we're more than happy to do that. So you can hear the candidates in their own voices talk about an issue.
Yep.
And, of course, the rules that you have to put up are going to be interesting.
Yeah, I do my homework on that to make sure I can keep it regulated.
Yeah. Well, it has to be in that, you know, people aren't interrupting. It's,
right.
It's not a debate, though.
It's not a debate. It's not really a debate. It's a form. Here's the questions. They won't get them ahead of time.
But they all get the same question.
But they're all getting the same question.
In a different order for each question.
Right.
So one person doesn't catch the first question every time.
And then we'll do city council in the fall because obviously there's no primary for city council.
Yeah.
And there's three seats up. You know, there's Jack Munns, who I've heard is running for re-election, and then Aaron Reznor's obviously not running for re-election for council.
Right.
And then Tanessa Audette, her seat is up, and I'm not sure. I've heard she's also running for re-election. So those are the three elections. There's three seats on city council, and one of them those will be technically open with no incumbent, with council member Reznor running for supervisor.
I thought Brian Daly would get himself involved in the elections, but from what I heard is he wants to run for lieutenant governor.
Really? Well, that's the first I've heard of that.
I saw that in writing the other day, but I'm not sure if you know how.
What a good source that was.
Yeah, how good the source was, but it would make sense.
Yeah.
But I'd be surprised, you know, he'd be running against Huffman, and that would be, it's going to be
for
tough.
Congress, you mean,
for
if you were
Congress,
to jump into this race
to jump
one.
Into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brian's knows how the game's played.
Sure.
But
he set up a PAC a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Only
one
California PAC.
Yeah.
That kind of rolled off of his governor race and a dollar a day and how much it could be, talking about all the big money from labor. And I've had a lot of conversations with Senator Daly, Brian, about that.
Yeah.
Seen him at different events. And, you know, I personally,
I'd like to see him do something and, you know, to stay in public life. He's a, yeah. You know,
Megan's got 2 years left, and then she terms out. Yeah. You know, they obviously have a home in the Sacramento area now, and I know they kind of split their time between Bieber and there. But you know, I think
you have to.
Yeah. It's just it's a long way from Bieber to Sacramento.
It's a long way from Bieber to anywhere.
Even longer from Alturas to Sacramento. So
Bieber in Alturas, yeah, that's right. And you know that that first district, 700 square miles.
It's huge. I actually was in San Francisco for a Warriors game a couple weeks ago, and we went across the Golden Gate Bridge because my kids wanted to see it and all that stuff. So you know, you cross, and on the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge, you enter into Marin County.
Yes.
So technically, the Golden Gate Bridge is in the same district that's going to go all the way to Alturas and Cedarville and Surprise Valley, and you know, it's just crazy if it really goes through.
We're hoping that there's
I'm not going to hold my breath for those kinds of things, but well, the voters pretty soundly
25%. There's a 25% gap between. I mean, that the Democrats have 25% more registered voters, blah blah blah. But Politico did a article the other day, and it was a straight article that the guy, the writer,
the guy that drove around, I read it too.
3 days, 700 miles, and he goes, "Oh my God,
how do you do this?" Yeah, that was a good. Bruce Ross was interviewed in there.
Yeah, that was a good article. Yeah, it was. What do you see? Is downtown going to keep growing? Where do you see the next growth spurt?
I think downtown's certainly going to keep growing. Still, you know, we talked about Stillwater a little bit. I think the biggest questions I have right now, and I've had for a couple of years, is what's going to happen to some of the big box stores. You know, we got the Rite Aids that are closed. I wouldn't be surprised to see more big boxes close, especially in the Dana and Hilltop area. You know, we have the old Costco that's sitting there empty. They're going to reface it so it's not open anymore. And so I think there's a shift happening. Obviously, we saw all that momentum go down to the new Costco, and I wouldn't be surprised. I don't have any intel on this, but I wouldn't be surprised if that blank piece of dirt between Chick-fil-A and Costco were to get a tenant here in the next, you know, this year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then what happens at Dana and Hilltop and that whole area? And I think there's still obviously going to be a ton of momentum. You got Target and Walmart and Home Depot. And when I used to go to these retail shows, ICSC, you know, they want to be close to these other stores. They want to be close to Targets and Walmarts and Home Depots and Best Buys. So I'm not fearful that it's going to become a ghost town over there because there's so much economic activity.
Yeah, well, we're opening up motels every time you turn around. There's a
new
motel.
New motels, Crunch Fitness is, you know, going in where I think the 99 Cent Store Ross was down there. So Crunch is going to open up in the next couple of weeks. And they became chamber members a few weeks ago. And so you see the churn that's happening. I mean, we got Grange, which we've talked about on the show a few times, that backfilled the old Shopko finally on Lake Boulevard. And so you see these little spurts of momentum in each area. But I think the big one is how do we think about Rite Aids and some of these other big boxes that close, and Big Lots that's been closed for over a year on Hilltop too. It's been, you know, Spirit of Halloween and other things like that. But what do those stores look like? Because I think the era of these big boxes is going away, right? Like,
and what do we do with the space?
And what do you do? Yeah. How do you zone it? Can you break it up? Yeah. A lot of that space over on Dana and Hilltop is owned by national owners, right? So they don't care quite as much.
Let me break in here. Now, we're having a budget crisis.
Yes.
These are things, and Record Searchlight had it in a poll, and you try to ask our elected leaders about it, and it's tough. Civic, Big League Dreams, Trails, the Aquatic Center, all of these.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen here? You think the Civic's closing?
At
least temporarily?
Sure hope not. I sure hope not.
Of course not.
I don't want it to close. I think the operator in Advanced Reading has been doing a great job, and you know the model. It's not the way it is in other cities. Other cities do subsidize operators. That's how it works. That's just, you know, you look at the Sacramento Convention Center. They have a special improvement district within that convention center radius that actually all the property owners pay to support that facility. And I think they did like a $300 million redevelopment a couple of years ago down there. And so that's how the model works. But, you know, there's one-time funds. I think with openings at police and fire, knowing that there's going to be cuts coming, I'm hopeful, maybe a little bit naive in a way, but I am hopeful that there are budget gaps or there's budget opportunities and space to figure some of this out. I mean, I think there's a difference at the Civic between one-time funds to help with operational subsidies, and there's also, you know, bigger capital costs that need to happen down there too. So I don't know what's going to happen. But our city council is going to have to make tough decisions this year.
It's going
to
be
a prioritization. It's a prioritization game. It's a prioritization game. How do you prioritize what you want to focus on? And I've had a lot of conversations with Mayor Latah. You know, he thinks there's opportunities out there. There's one-time funds from the Rancheria and Stillwater and some other things that have come in. So there's, you know, there's money out there, but there's more needs than there is money available. So I don't know. I got a real political answer here. I don't know what's going to happen, but the city council is going to have to make some hard decisions in the next 6 months for sure. And I know this new city manager, I've been texting with him. He's on board here in a few weeks, and he's going to be ready to go. He's very up to speed from what I hear.
And he's being paid less.
He is.
And yes. You know, because people go, he's getting paid more. No,
he's getting paid less.
Than yeah, the last 40, city manager.
40,000 more, less per year.
Yeah.
Just on the salary.
Yeah. So, but it is going to be a time and people, you get ready for it.
We can't
do everything.
People need to pay attention, and our hope too is that we're going to help, you know, disseminate some of this information and break it down so it's more bite-sized on here's what's happening. I go to the council meetings. Here's what I'm seeing. You know, try not to be incredibly biased, but I'm certainly going to be biased a little bit from time to time.
Of course. Okay, buddy. Thanks for being with us today.
Tomorrow,
Mark Baird's going to call in.
All right.
There was this major Second Amendment decision made by the Ninth Circuit Court about open carry, and he's going to call mm-hmm. tomorrow, and we're going to discuss all the ramifications of that, plus a couple other surprises we have. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.